11:46, public session. All right, let me get him on the phone. Thanks again, guys, for helping out on this one.
This is Diane. I'm here.
Hey, Diane. All right, we're in public session right now, and we're about to vote. I just need to get Mr. Howard on the line, all right?
Thank you.
Mr. Howard.
Yes, on board.
All right, great. We are in public session right now. We're about to vote on the allegations. Just so you know, don't speak unless spoken to in regard to this. And are you ready?
I am.
All right, gentlemen of the committee, can I get a motion to substantiate or dismiss the alleged violation that knowledge and skill in the practice of a board-regulated profession a violation of ARS 32128C4 as it relates to AAC R430 3016 that the respondent missed when failing to provide water in a septic stub out design.
Vote to substantiate.
All right, we have a vote to substantiate. Do I have a second?
Second.
Who was that second?
Bob,
you're seconding that. All right. And discussion, gentlemen.
So to me, I think it was clear on the first email in the alleged documents that a stub up was wanted for a toilet, and other emails after that are stating that a water cooler hose bib was wanted. And looking at the approved plans that the respondent created, there's no plumbing plan in here showing that, and there's no indication of it on the architectural plans.
Thank you, sir. And that was, just for the record, that was Brian Anderson. Mr. Marmon.
I concur with what Brian said.
All right. Any discussion? David.
My only comment is there were emails discussion about that, but whether or not it was part of the initial design has yet to be proven or documented. Both parties parties. One says it was, the other says it wasn't. So without any kind of scope or contract, I'm not too sure if that was part of the original scope of the architect.
All right, I'm going to call for the vote. Brian.
Aye.
Mr. Marmon.
Nay.
And David.
Nay.
All right, it fails. Number two. Can I get a motion to substantiate or dismiss the alleged violation that respondent and respondent's firm practiced to offer to practice a board-regulated profession without firm registration, violation ARS 32121, ARS 32141, and ARS 32128C4 as it relates to AAC R430301-4. Motion?
Sean, for clarification, this is strictly for firm registration, right?
Firm registration. She's already admitted to it.
Okay.
Within our conversations.
I move to dismiss.
Move to dismiss. We have a mission, Bob.
I'm sorry.
But
back that.
Move to. Do you want to dismiss? We can take it, but I'm just saying, as the investigator, we have a mission.
I'm going to withdraw what I said.
Okay, then can I get a motion, please? Nothing on the floor right now. A motion to substantiate or dismiss?
I'll motion to substantiate.
Second? I guess that's going to be you. So, David, your motion. Brian, your second.
Okay.
Motion to substantiate?
Discussion?
Well, I think it's evident she wasn't. There was no firm registration. Unfortunately, she wasn't aware of it, and she admitted to it.
And just for the record, too, that she is now registered with the board at this time, and that's been verified. All right, can I get a vote?
Can we clarify for me what we're voting on?
Bob, we're voting in regards to, did she have firm registration at the time of this project?
At the time.
Yes. And we have, right now, we have a substantiation on the table. So do you vote with that? You can vote yay or nay.
Yay. Yes.
Yes? All right. Thank you, sir. Brian.
Aye.
Beautiful. David.
Aye.
Passes. All right, third allegation. Can I get a motion to substantiate or dismiss the alleged violation that respondent accepted a professional engagement of engineering outside her technical skill and knowledge as a registered architect in violation of Board Rule R430-301-17A? Substantiate or dismiss? Can I get a motion?
Motion to substantiate.
Okay, we have a motion to substantiate on the board. Do I have a second? Or how about discussion?
For discussion, I felt that her plans, the electrical plan and structural plan, showed enough knowledge and experience that she could work outside of her architect's seal in preparing those plans. Another reason why I'm thinking that is the plans that she prepared that were submitted to the county were approved as noted, and the notes on the structural, the approved notes on the structural drawing from the plan reviewer is a simple notice sloping the floor and calling out the code section, and similar comments on the electrical, two simple comments on there, but I feel that both those plans showed enough knowledge for her to prepare these and work outside her practice or her What's that word, Sean?
Progression.
Yeah, thank you.
So right now we have a motion on the board to substantiate it. I can see
it was never, it wasn't second.
Yeah, it wasn't seconded at this point. We were just in discussion. So you're going to second it?
It's Bob.
Bob seconding it. All right. For substantiation. All right, so discussion on your reasoning, Bob.
I think Brian makes extremely valid points in his analysis of the architectural, the engineering that was associated with the architectural drawings on this project.
Well, actually, Brian, right now at this point, Bob, he's not substantiating. So you're substantiating?
But maybe I don't understand. Maybe then I'm not understanding.
Okay, so David, at this point, Bob, David has put a motion to substantiate this allegation at this time. I need a second. I wasn't getting a second. And at that time, Brian stated that he felt that it shouldn't be substantiated in discussion. So it's still on the table right now for a second, which you picked up.
Well, then I apologize for misunderstanding what we're voting on.
Nope, no problem.
I concur with Brian, so I'm not going to second it.
Okay, so you're just confused. I want to make sure you were just confused on where we're at on that. Okay, so the motion to substantiate fails. And can I get a second motion for dismissal?
I'll do a motion for a dismissal.
All right. And then can I get a second?
I'll second that. This is Bob.
Thank you, Bob. And I think we've had enough discussion on it. I'll call for the vote. Brian.
Aye.
David.
Aye.
You'd be nay in this situation.
I'm sorry, nay.
My apologies. Bob?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Thanks, guys. Last one. Promise. All right. Can I get a motion to substantiate or dismiss the alleged violation that respondent violated board rule R430 301 17A when stating within an email to her client on November 8th, 2020 that an electrical panel design would be faked? Like a motion for a substantiate or dismiss?
I'll motion to dismiss.
All right, we have a motion on the table for a dismiss. Can I get a second?
I second.
I got a second. Thanks, Dave. Discussion.
So my thinking is, after reviewing the plans, the approved plans from the county, and hearing the respondent's explanation on them, I think it was a poor use of words, but I think her design of the electrical drawings is in line to her understanding what the scope of the project was. Looking at her plans, everything is on here that would be required for the plans to be built from, and, well, to be approved by the county and to be built by. She's showing the main service panel on here. Granted, she was going by, and it was a correct method. She went to the county to get existing condition plans, and she went by that. It would have been better if she had gone to the site to field verify to make sure that the existing service was correct. She was under the understanding that a sub panel would come off of that and feed the garage building. With that understanding, I feel that her design is adequate for that design. She's showing the electrical calculations, electrical plan, with her understanding of what the scope was going to be for this garage building. So I think it was a poor choice of words in an email. If she had gone on and designed a electric service with a, if she was trying to design electric service with a new 200 amp panel off the existing service, obviously that would not have worked. And I would say then her statement of faking the electrical design was accurate, and I would have voted to substantiate the allegation. But from what I'm seeing before me and from the respondent's testimony, I feel comfortable that she had adequate knowledge to properly design this electrical system.
Thank you, sir. Perfect. All right, Dave. Discussion.
Again, I think it was improper use of words. The architect had the knowledge to provide the sub-panel. What she was probably trying to relay to the client was, we don't need to perform a thorough investigation in the field. I can provide that information necessary to receive a permit of the drawings. Even though in hindsight, you probably should have went out to look at the panel and verify the actual load and available circuitry.
Thank you, sir. Bob?
I think the prior statements were well said, and I concur with them.
Thank you, Bob. All right, I just need a vote on it.
We're voting to dismiss.
Correct. Just an aye.
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 Bob?
Aye.
Got it. All right, allegation has been dismissed, gentlemen. The only last thing we got to vote on is a vote to close this meeting today. It is 12:03 p.m. And
Sean, are the allegations that were substantiated, do we have to put a rating to it?
Failing to provide water and septic stub out design.
And the firm registration?
Firm registration, we don't have to. We already have a matrix for that.
Okay.
But definitely, I mean, if you have input for that, failing to provide water and septic stub out design, appreciate that.
Okay, is it like a number system, 1 to 10, 1 being not that important and 10 being very important?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Yeah, just for the record, for the firm registration, I would have voted 1 on that one. That's not that big of a deal to me.
Okay.
But for the plumbing one, I'll go with a 2.
2?
It's, yeah.
All right. Dave?
I would go for 1 on the firm registration. I'd probably go for probably a 1 on the plumbing as well.
1s? All right. And how do you feel about the plumbing, Bob?
I would go with the 2.
2?
And a 1 on the firm registration. 2 on the plumbing.
Okay, so 1 on the registration, 2 on the plumbing. 2, 2, 2, and 1. Thank you, gentlemen. Again, I appreciate your time. If I get a motion to close this meeting, it's up to you guys.
Motion to close the meeting.
Second?
I'll second it. Bob.
Bob, you're seconding it? And get the vote for 12:05 p.m.
Aye.
Thank you, Brian. Dave?
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Bob?
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Meeting is adjourned. I can't thank you guys enough. Taking you away from all the work you guys are doing right now.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Have a good night, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.